out of the way, idiots. I don't have time to mess with this.
Where are you going, Kachan? You know it's dangerous. They kidnapped a bunch of people in that raid last night.
Yeah, why the hell do you think I'm going? Because they kidnapped my teddy bear.
Not you too. Something similar happened to Kiri and Shinso. I'm nervous of them taking away my puppy, but they haven't yet. Good luck with that. We gotta fight them here.
Yeah, whatever. Take care, you damn Deku. Keep them close, so you don't have to deal with this bullshit.
I will, Kachan. And stay safe. It's gonna be okay. You'll get to them before anything happens.
I sure hope so. I'm coming for you, teddy bear. That damn epidemic. And his goons. I won't let them have you. I won't let anyone have you. You're mine, damn it. Why'd you have to go and get caught? This way. Can't believe I have to sneak in. Damn it. Over there. Looks like this place is very huge. Damn. Hope I don't have to fight anyone. Cause I might rip them into bits right now. I'm not gonna hold back no matter who they are.
Ah, Bakugo Katsuki. Don't you just love it when things don't go your way? When everything you think you have on someone is just leveraged above your head.
Where the hell are you, coward? It's not like last time. You don't got a noose around my neck. Show yourself, coward!
I may not have a noose around your neck, no. It's not that simple. I don't need to do anything here. And who said I captured them? You just made that false assumption. We're both wasting time here. There's a bigger fish to fry. I don't even want to tease you right now.
What the hell are you getting at? Tell me!
Patience, patience. You're no longer the center of attention. And who isn't really wanting to tell us much. You're going to have to be patient with me. We might have to work together to figure out where they've really taken them. Or did they leave of their own volition? I wonder.
Just spit it out already. I'm sick of dealing with you, Epidemic. None of this matters. You've ruined everything. You're the one who started all this, and we're gonna take you down.
You and what army? Oh, you mean those ragtag group of people who oppose the Hero Society? What are you going to do? Join the League of Villains? No one's going to believe you, kid. But more importantly, you shouldn't waste your effort and we shouldn't be fighting. That's exactly what they want. They're after it. They want to control us, make us both work against each other, waste our efforts, and then go in for the kill. If you can't understand that at that point, you're not thinking. Haven't you seen the breadcrumbs? They're right at your back with a knife to your throat, waiting to slit it gently without you even knowing.
You're the last person I need a warning from, or did you forget how you blackmailed me last time? Now spit it out! Who has them then, and why should I trust you?
Ah, my dear Bakugo, that's where you don't seem to get it. You don't have a choice but to trust me, because no one else is going to help you. You're on your own, in the middle of an ocean of guilt, self-blame, and confusion. And if you don't trust me, what other leads do you have to go on? You just followed your nose, thinking it was going to lead you here. You're just a wild dog chasing after shadows. When you want the truth, open the envelope. Now, I'd love to say in chat, but that would waste all of our time, and nobody wants to waste time, not with these desperate measures we have to embark on. Toodaloo. Good luck finding them. You might be surprised at the result.
Damn it! He's gone! What do I do? There's an envelope here. But can I really trust him? Damn it. Where are you, Teddy Bear? Where are you? Why do I have to rely on someone like him? Damn it! This is the worst situation. Follow the clues to lead you to them. Follow the white rabbit. The hell's that supposed to mean? That. Could it be? Outside! Hey, get back here! I don't know who you are, but I'm gonna catch you. You're the only lead I got to go on. Get back here! Stupid rabbit!
Wait, Bakugo.
Tamaki? What the hell are you doing here? I need to catch them. Get out of the way.
No. It might be a trap. We should go from a higher perspective. Chase them from above.
Good idea. What are you doing here anyways?
It may sound silly considering the current circumstances, but I'm trying to find my bunny.
Not you too. Seems like everything collapsed all at once. Where could they have gone?
I have a hunch, but I can't go on it yet. I gotta get more information, and I got a similar letter to you. Something tells me it's a wild goose chase, but it's the only thing we have to go on.
I see you both are here.
Tokoyami, you should be careful about sneaking up on people in this time. What are you doing here?
It's nothing. I just was following my instincts and dark shadows. We're going in this direction. It seems there's a lot of people over there.
That's either a good thing or a very bad thing. Not sure which.
I have a feeling we're all going to find out once we go down there. Dark Shadow, let's go.
You heard the bird brain. Let's get a move on.
Yeah, let's get going.
What the hell? It's quiet here. Way too quiet. I don't like this.
Yeah, let's be extra careful. The last thing we want is to let them know we're here. There's a lot of people in there, and if something bad happens, we might get overrun.
I agree. Me and Dark Shadow will scout. Stay here and lay low.
I can't stand this. It pisses me off every time. These shenanigans. Why can't I just blow up the whole damn building?
Because we don't know if they're friendly or hostile. What if it's a bunch of innocent people in there? You want to blow them up too?
Shut up. I know that. That's why I didn't do it.
Then hold your tongue. We don't want to be making too much noise. Wait, did you hear that? Get down.
What the hell are you talking about? I didn't hear anything.
Maybe it's just my imagination, but isn't Tokoyami taking too long? We should go check on him. Quick, let's get going.
Yeah, better check. Stay low and quiet, got it.
Let's go.
So that's where you two went.
Everything seems to be too quiet. I haven't discovered too much. Doesn't seem to be patrols.
Then what are you doing? Let me hear.
There's someone over there.
I see them too. We need to be careful with how to proceed. Not sure I recognize them.
Yeah, but they don't look threatening, so who cares?
That doesn't mean anything. There's plenty of scary fellas who don't look threatening at all. You gotta understand that, Bakugo.
I'm of the same agreement. Being rash is a bad idea.
Damn it. I just want to blow them up. So bad. Hey, what if I make it nice and quick?
You're not sounding like a hero right now. We're here to rescue people, not to hurt them. Stop and put it down. Don't do anything like that.
It's true. You mustn't act rash, Katsuki Bakugo.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Get over here right now before I blow you up. Why are you holding onto my leg? Who the hell are you? Save you from the monster? What kind of monster? You look like you're a hardened criminal. What? Monsters hunting inside? I don't get it.
Well, I guess that worked out oddly, specifically. I'm not so sure, though. Can we trust what he's saying?
I'm sure of it. There's something strange happening in there.
Let go already. I got a teddy bear to find. You can stay out here. Don't move a muscle, you damn freak out. What the hell's going on in here? Teddy bear! Where are you? Teddy bear?
Bunny?
I see. Mind telling me what's going on, Teddy Bear? You can stop kicking that guy. He's already a bloody mess. You don't need to kick him when he's down. You weren't kidnapped? What? You followed the lead? And it led to this, and they tried to ambush you and you kicked their ass? I knew you would.
Bunny, I was so worried. Glad you're safe.
I missed you. It's been a while, hasn't it? I hope you've been well.
Teddy Bear, come with me. You're responsible for scaring the living hell out of these people? I thought so. That quirk of yours is something else. Look at you. You took on all these baddies. All at once. How's that feel? You feel like a hero yet? You sure made me worry. It's just like last time, I promised. I'd never leave your side again. No matter what the circumstances, so sure I was worried as hell. And kinda nervous. Hey guys, I'm going. Taking my teddy bear home.
Yeah, same here. Me and my bunny got some catching up to do.
Yes. Myself and Dark Shadow have some catching up to do with this one.
Come on, Teddy Bear. I missed you. Something told me in the back of my head that you weren't going to be some distressed captive somewhere. Couldn't let you be. You're too strong for it. So, they tried to kidnap you and you kicked their asses each one at a time. So much that that guy was afraid for his life. You and Tsumaki's love and, I guess, Tokoyami's? They picked on the wrong ones. Interesting. You'll have to tell me all about it once we're home. That's a kiss because I missed you. And that's a kiss because you're not allowed to go out of my sight like that. And I won't go out of yours, deal? We handle this together. What if there was a big shot here? What if something did happen to you? I couldn't live with that. Don't want you to get in big trouble. Hell, I even owe Epidemic one, and that's sad. He's one of the people that helped me get here since he told me to follow that person. Who were they, anyways? You didn't see the White Rabbit? They remind me a little bit of that pro hero. Forgot her name. And the bunny girl. Doesn't matter. They reminded me of them, though. Maybe we'll see them around. It all doesn't add up, though. All this doesn't seem to make all that much sense. Mostly because, why would he help me? Why was he saying that there's someone worse to worry about? Worse than him? I don't think so. He's clearly just trying to confuse me. Right? What do you think, Teddy Bear? I see. Well, I guess we can't count him out yet. All this is a big fat mess. But that doesn't mean that we can't clean it up. Come here. Right now, I just want to catch up. I'm proud of you today. You stood up for yourself.
You showed that you're not just some kind of captive. Someone who's vulnerable or something like that. No, you're my kick-ass teddy bear. Put her there. You're so good. And so damn hot when you do things like this. Don't you know if you kick someone's ass like that and look like a badass, it's just gonna make me want you more. Unless that was the goal all along. Couldn't let yourself get kidnapped and rescued by me, cause you got your pride as a hero, right? If that isn't the single hottest thing you've done in a long time, I don't know what is. You're cute as hell. Perfect. And you got some tasty lips. You know what I'm thinking about? Pretty simple. It's you, night on the town, living it up. Right before everything goes crazy later. I want to at least enjoy myself with you. Got a problem with that, dumbass? Didn't think so. After all, I did rescue you, right? And for all the rescuing you needed, I think that guy outside needed more rescuing than you. He was crying and holding my leg. Would you believe it? You instilled the fear of God into some of these people. It was crazy. You have a way with words, I guess, or a way with punches or kicks. You name it. Maybe it's just your quirk standing out. But I'm willing to bet it was your attitude, teddy bear. You've got that attitude that makes people scared of you if they don't understand that you're a fire. You're like an inferno. And if you don't get to the right distance, you're gonna get burned. Good thing I can handle it. I can handle explosions and fire all day. Even if your quirk isn't literally fire. Wait, is it? Don't tell me I misunderstood it this entire time. Well, regardless, I wanted to give you a kiss right here, right now. How proud I am of you. You think I'm not? Every single day you prove to me how much more you are. How much more you got to give in this world. You're an inspiration to me. You make me feel like I got explosions going in my chest. That's what it means to be in love with you, babe. You think I'd ever fall out of it? You misunderstood me then. You think anyone would be stupid enough to fall out of love with someone as perfect as you? Come on, teddy bear. You know how I feel about you. Deep, deep down. That's why I get this close. That's why I hold you so close you can hear me. Right in those ears of yours. Oh, and don't think I don't know that they're sensitive. Nice and sensitive. Hitting on you. That'd be such a basic way of putting it. No, I'm claiming you as my own. I'm making you cry out my name sometimes. What? Got a problem with it? We're just getting started with that. I won't let you go till these teeth are on your neck. You think you can stop me, babe? How could you if you want me?
The hell? Something more important than us? Ouroboros. That's what they called themselves? I did notice they all had the same tattoo. What do you think it means? I got a bad feeling about it. But now's not the time, is it? We'll leave that to the forces coming in to investigate. The investigator heroes have been doing a good job. Might as well leave them to it. As for you, I gotta have some of that post-rescue love that I've been wanting all day. You know, I really was worried about you. I thought, what if I never saw you again? My teddy bear. No one could replace you. So scary. Beyond scary. Now, I don't like to admit when I'm scared, but if someone wants to get to me, it's through you. That's the only way that's gonna work. Cause it's different with you, okay? Shut up, dumbass. Just because it's like that doesn't mean that... Look, the reason why is I just can't handle it. The thought of losing you. It hurts, and it makes me sad. So of course I'm gonna have a problem with it.
Gonna make me say all that embarrassing stuff right here in public? Sure, I'll say it. You think I'd back down? You're underestimating me, Teddy Bear. I love you so much and want you so much that no one could ever be what you are to me. No one. And if I have to be feral about it, if I have to leave my marks all over your body, all over your heart, to make you realize that, oh, you better believe I'll take my time with you. You're my teddy bear, damn it. No one comes between me and you. And I won't even let you come between us. Come on, teddy bear, admit it. When I whisper sweet nothings in your ear with all the intensity of a rabid animal who wants you that fucking bad, tell me it doesn't rile you up. Tell me you don't want me back. I know you can't. You can try to, but it'll go nowhere, teddy bear. We both know. We can't escape the other. It's where we belong, damn it. You're my dumbass. That's why I won't let you get away. This embrace, no matter what organization, what enemy we face, we do it together. And I never lets you go, you got that? Because I love you and want you in every way you can imagine. You like when I lay claim on you? When I tell you how much I'm yours and how much you're mine. It's been a long day, babe. You want to make it a longer one? An even longer night, they say. Yeah? Well, then come over. I'm taking you to my place right now. And I'm gonna cook for you. Make you a nice night you can remember. I'll make tonight all about you, babe. Must have been crazy. I'm just happy to have you okay and stuff. That definitely settles it. Come along now. My teddy bear. You like it when your man's this close to you? When I wrap my arms around you? When I breathe down that neck of yours? I can tell you like it. You always have. Makes me feel warm and fuzzy. And all kinds of crazy for you. You think I don't know that, idiot? Of course I know you love me. And I love you too. Don't make me say it again. It's words only for you, so saying it again in public would be embarrassing, okay? Whatever. Whenever you put me on the spot, I get a little self-conscious. Whatever, dumbass. I'll make you pay once we're home. Just wait. When I cook that meal, you'll be feeling bad that you picked on me. Might dine on those lips of yours, though. What's reactions like that? How can you blame me? You give the best reactions this side of forever. Looks like we're at home, sweet home, babe. I know I said my place, but it's more like our place. At least till we can save up for the bigger one that we can move in together. I know we're married. I know we've been through so much. Don't think for a second I forgot any of that. There's no way I would. Not when it's you on the line and our happiness. I wouldn't compromise that for anything. That's why I was so worried. It's in the back of my mind, sometimes I worry, what if I'm not there at the right time? What if something bad happens to you and not me? It's gonna happen to one of us, it might as well happen to both. That way, we either ride or die together, and I don't want to do the latter. If you go, I'll follow. And no, I don't mean giving up on things. Screw that. I didn't put in all this effort into being a pro hero, just to be second rate. Just like I didn't put in all this love into our relationship to ever give up on it.
You're mine, teddy bear. All mine. And it makes me burn up inside with butterflies in my stomach and fangs red. Because I want you. And I love you so fucking much. You said it. You like that. Me growling in your ear. That's how much I want you. You better believe it, teddy bear, every moment of every day. I want you so fucking bad. Yeah? You mind when I say that? I don't give a fuck. Because you're mine. You understand that? I'm not letting go. Like a crocodile. Once I got you in my jaws, you're all mine. Screw dinner. I'm having you for dessert. The way you squirm when I pin you down makes you seem like you're a leaf in the wind, fluttering with anticipation for all the things I want to do to you. But you already know. It's simple, isn't it? I want to kiss the hell out of you. I want to hold you in my arms. And I want to make sure you, your heart, that smoking hot body of yours, all of it remembers me, wherever you go and whatever you think about. Just admit it, babe. You want me to go crazy for you. You want to awaken that beast in my heart to awaken that beast in yours. I love you, my teddy bear. And holding you, it always makes my heart race. Yeah, that's right. So what? I held you closer. I whispered in your ear how much I want you. Anything wrong with that? Of course there isn't. You couldn't fight against this even if you wanted to. Your desire's written all over your face. Go ahead and show me. Show me how much you want me, babe. Show me how crazy you can be for your man. Yeah, that's Eddie Bear. That's what you think? I'll tell you what I think. I think I love you and I want you a million times closer. So get closer, teddy bear. That's the stuff. You're pretty cute like that. What? Think I'm just saying it? Well, if I get a little closer and I squeeze you a little tighter, what's gonna happen then, babe? You just gonna let me do it? Let me get away with anything I want? Go ahead. Just try and stop me. You wouldn't do that, though. Because I know it's what we both want. Not just me. I know you want me just as badly as I want you. So let me hold you as close as I want. Let me growl in that ear of yours and bite it. Let me make you even more mine. You like kisses like that? I bet you do, babe. Those feral kinds of kisses. You don't know where you stop and I begin. That's how I want it to be. I want to make out with you every single day of the week. How cute. Absolutely cute. You want more than this, right? Fine. Don't say I didn't warn you, though, babe. You're my teddy bear.
That doesn't mean I play nice.
Yeah, I want you so fucking bad. What you gonna do about it, teddy bear? You aren't gonna push me away, are you? Of course not. You've been anxious about this the whole time. You've wanted me just as bad. You want me to kiss you, wrap you in my arms, squeeze you so fucking tight. Yeah, you want me so bad? Say it. Beg for me to take you. Take you in the worst way, teddy bear. I know you want me. Now come on, so you fucking want me. Say it. Think I'll let you off the hook just cause you're pretty? It's just cause you're cute. Just cause you got looks for days. And that heart of yours. That heart of yours that works me up every single fucking time. God, I love you so fucking much. Yeah, you like that? You like my hands exploring your body just like that? Your sexy little body. Yeah? Well, I don't hold back with you. Because I know what you want. You've always been clear with it, and I've always been clear with my intent. I'm gonna make you cry my name. I'm gonna make you beg for me to continue when I say I'm gonna stop. And I'm gonna make you remember every single touch on this body of yours. This lusting body. The one I lust for every dream I have. Your lips are so sweet, and your neck is sweeter. Not only that, why don't we expose that chest of yours, yeah? Take off clothes just ever so slow. I want to savor it, babe. Savor every fucking thing about you. You're mine, and I love you so fucking much. And that's exactly why I can't just leave it at that. Now, strip slowly. Let's take that shirt off. Remove everything. That's right, I want to see your raw skin. As beautiful as it is, I want to take you down one sexy moment at a time. You like that? Being exposed, right, to me? Don't worry, I'll expose myself just as much. See? My raw chest doing it for you? Don't mind if I do. Those cute little nipples of yours. I love it. Teasing them with my tongue. Yeah, you like that? My hands don't hold back. I like squeezing your ass just like that. And leaving my fangs in your neck. Yeah? So what if I'm fucking feral for you? It's because I want you so fucking bad, teddy bear. That's right. I like to make that sexy body of yours cry out my name. Yeah. Not as much as I like to suck on these little nipples of yours. Just the right size. Really tasty. You're so fucking hot. And your body's so goddamn lewd. I think it's time I devour you in earnest. And I go and have a taste of that sex of yours. Yeah? You gonna stop me? No, you're gonna push my head right in there. You're gonna make sure that I can get you twice as bad. Fuck you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you wanna go for my cock? Do it. Do your worst. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. You think I'll let you go that easy? Fuck no. You're so fucking tasty. Oh, I can't wait to fuck you so fucking hard. Fuck yeah. Yeah. You like when I play with you down there? Yeah, that's what you want, isn't it? You want to get fucked so fucking hard, don't you? Yeah, yeah, you like my hands, fingers going up and down. See, there. Yeah, yeah, you like that? Yeah, well, how about my cock plunges so fucking deep inside you, you don't know what the fuck to do? Ah, fuck yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, you taking that cock real nice. Listen to you, you're a fucking mess down there. So fucking sloppy, so fucking sexy. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, so fucking good. Yeah, yeah, you like this cock. You like how it fills you up so fucking well. Yeah, your insides are gonna be aching with desire for me. Yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna miss this cock the moment it's outside of your body. Fuck yeah. Yeah, you like that? You fucking like that? Of course you fucking do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck, that feels so fucking good. You're so fucking tired, aren't you? Yeah, 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 you like it like that? You like my cock so fucking deep inside you? Yeah? That's right, I'll get as feral as I fucking want. Because I know you like it. You like when I bite you. You like when I kiss you. Shove my tongue down your fucking throat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, oh, fuck, it feels so fucking good. Fuck yeah. So fucking good. Yeah, 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 fuck. Fuck, it feels so fucking good. You know, you want me to come so fucking deep inside, you better start begging. These all come outside if you don't. Yeah, you want to beg so much as you're up and down on my cock like that. Yeah, you like it, you like it. You're inside stroking my cock, clamping down, yeah? Fuck. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, fine. You want it deep inside, say it, say it. I'm gonna choke you so fucking good. Yeah, you like that intensity? I love you so fucking much. Don't you forget it for a second, teddy bear. The only reason I'm fucking you so hard is because I love you. I want to make sweet, sweet love with you. And that's why I want you to get into it so fucking good. Yeah, yeah, but by how you're clamping down on me, you're so fucking into it already, aren't you? Yeah, teddy bear, yeah? You like that? You like squeezing my cock with your insides, yeah? Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you so fucking hard. Come on, yeah, yeah, swallow that cock down. Oh, yeah. Ah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna paint your insides white. Yeah, get ready to get that cum so stuck deep inside you. You want it so fucking deep, yeah? Why don't you beg, say it out loud, fucking say it. Yeah, yeah, you want it so bad, you want it so bad. Fuck. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Could have come so fucking deep inside. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Coming so fucking hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking coming so fucking hard. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I fucking love you so fucking much, yeah? You like that? Yeah, you like my cock so fucking deep inside you? Yeah, I know you do. Come on, teddy bear, you know it's just because I love you so fucking much. Of course I get feral with it. How would I not? You're so fucking beautiful. While all the same time being so fucking cute. I can't just let you go with that, huh? That's why I left my cock inside. So you can enjoy it. All that warmth and all that cum. Better be careful, or else it might get in to where it doesn't belong. Unless you want it like that. Well, then we might have some trouble on our hands, won't we? No, don't move. I want you to be impaled on my cock for so long that you understand I want to be one with you forever and ever. Come on, teddy bear. You knew that was the case from the very fucking start. I love you. And I'll make sweet love to you every single day. Don't think for a second I'm not gonna get you addicted to me.